Hey there, welcome to the Lockdown Life with Brooksy and Shanaz. I'm Shanaz, my mate Brooksy's on the other end. Brooksy, how you going, my friend?
Good, mate. Day three of the lockdown. Starting to lose it a little bit, but you know, just getting there through these new conditions and living the lockdown life as any lockdown person would.
You said lockdown 84 times.
Going absolutely crazy. You know how social I am.
You're not the only one going crazy.
Yeah.
I thought I'd been waiting for this my whole life because I'm a lot less social than what you are, but it's not that fun. I've got to admit, it's not that fun.
Give me a quick little snippet of your lockdown day. Like, how long are you outside for, Shanaz?
Today, I really haven't been outside.
You're obviously just in your sauna there. I'm just painting a picture. It's very wood. It's like Kramer's idea of just wood everywhere. Wood, Jerry, wood.
I'm in my home studio, Brooksy.
Yeah, it's a very nice studio. I can
Thank
tell
you.
The noise-canceling wall, the soundproof wall there.
Warren Smith at any moment is going to pop through and do some songs with me.
So. How good's Woz on the guitar?
I love Woz. I feel somewhat responsible because he was on Twitter. He did the first song and I was egging him on to do more and he was doing some Springsteen and other stuff. And
yeah,
it takes a lot of guts to do that, you know, to go on social media when you're that figure and you're known to be a rugby league commentator and sing songs.
Yeah, it's great.
I want to say I'm proud of him, but I've got no reason to be proud of him. But he's a great fella and he's talented, obviously.
Yeah, I tagged Triple J in his post and just went, like a version, come on. Like Woz on the J's on a Friday morning. It'd be great. If he did, once the season's backed up, Shanaz, he can do like a version in the morning, Titans Manly at Brookie in the evening.
Now, we all have to look to other sources of entertainment / income / ways to keep ourselves busy. You and I have rehashed a podcast from 35 years ago called The League Life. Which our friends at Fox Sports stole from us, but we're taking it back. We love you guys, Steve and Joe and everyone. We love you. You said Manly versus Gold Coast, but I don't know. Are they going to be in the competition when we come back? I don't think they are.
Who knows, mate? It's I'm hoping that they will, but
so am I.
Yeah, it's early. Still very much early days. Did you see like some of the players today heading into the respective gyms of the teams that they were that they play for, getting like dumbbells and benches and whatnot so they can do their weights at home. It sounds like it's the teams have started bringing in individual training programs for players so they can do their regular stuff at home. We've seen on Fox League Live throughout the week so far, players at home sort of starting to get a bit stir crazy. They're creatures of habit. They obviously train a lot and work out a lot. You see it on Instagram, some of the guys doing stuff in the yard, going out for runs.
Yep.
They're just trying to do what they do. And it's great to see the players are keeping up with that, taking some gear home and working on their physique while the lockdown is on.
Now, I'm looking after my physique by basically doing what I always do, which is just not eat too crazily. I don't exercise much. I just try and get by with the limitations that one like myself has. You, on the other hand, you're an Adonis. And how are you keeping fit in this in these crazy times?
Well, I've sort of done a similar sort of thing to what the teams have done. I went to Rebel and bought a bench, a couple of dumbbells, a band. I'm trying to do something. And I think this is an opportunity to do some crazy stuff whilst you're working from home or even if your work sort of died down as well, to look for some sort of ways to keep you sane. That's me at the moment. I don't have a PlayStation or anything like that. So I've sort of started doing that, listening to music, obviously on Twitter pretty much 23 hours a day, posting stuff, commenting on things, just throwing opinion out there.
You did mention you'd have a PlayStation. One of my best friends works in marketing for PlayStation. She said today, she didn't put a figure on it, but she said sales are through the roof, man.
I'm sure they are. And this is the thing that I don't understand. Like, esports has been such a massive thing the last few years. We've been told how the future is esports. the times now, I haven't heard a thing about any esport competitions or anything like that. No one's told me to join up the ET's Rugby League competition or actually one of my mates, Dan Fiore, is a mad ET's Rugby League fan. And we've been sort of trying to find a way where we can play it online. What's your favourite NRL game of the computer game age?
I mean, I love all those ones that you would think, but I'm going to be really boring and say the last one they released, I think it was called Rugby League Live 3 or 4. Really good. Really good.
Well, it's the most recent one. It should be the best.
It should be, but the first sort of couple, as we know, were a little bit funky. But they seem to have got it really right with the last sort of two versions. Our good friend Andrew Voss, great commentator.
Yeah. I love the first Rugby League Live where I think everyone looked like the same player.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
They had that kind of footy haircut of the late 2010, late 2000s.
Yeah. It was just like everyone, it was like Trent Barrett looked like the same person that Nathan Blacklock looked like. it was awesome. I love that one. I liked ARL 96, where you had, I think it was Vossi. Wasn't Vossi the commentator? And Fatty used to chime in with, oh, you're a goose, and stuff like that.
I'm not sure if it was Vossi, but definitely Fatty was there.
Can't remember. It might have been, I can't remember.
It might have been Rabs. It might have been Rabs.
Yeah. I might be getting Rugby League and ARL 96, which was EA Sports at the time, which was all the rage. NBA Live 95, I remember. But EC's Rugby League was the best, I thought. Yeah, it was absolutely so simple. You played for the Winfield Cup. Like, it had Illawarra in it. It was great. I enjoyed it.
Times were so much simpler, Brooksy.
Divert from that, Schnaz. Please. Get a bit serious in terms of what's going on today. Like one of the big talking points, I guess, from today's news has been teams letting staff go. Your Sharkies, Panthers, Knights, Bulldogs have all let staff go over the last 24-48 hours, told staff to take leave or just take. They basically let them go.
Yeah.
And then the Cowboys were the fifth team, which were announced today. It's part of the nature of what's going on now, but we're starting to see that trickle-down effect with some of the staff being let go, 72 hours since, or even 48 hours since the announcement on Monday. So, look, it's hard to talk about, but, when we saw Greenberg and Volandis talk about the effects of what this would happen and them trying to keep the league going, this is exactly why they wanted to keep the league going.
Yeah.
This is, clubs can't afford to keep these people on. Like the Panthers, for instance, a lot of their stuff is tied into their league's clubs. I think they've got five. I know they've got Bathurst. They've got, Panthers out there. There's quite a few out there. And the Panthers are quite reliant on the money that comes in from those clubs. So I think this is going to be the norm over the next, couple of weeks. What are your thoughts on what's been going on with that?
It's quite shocking, Brooksy, when it becomes such a reality. And I think back page of the Telegraph today with John Morris and the black crow over his head for some reason. What a shot. But in all seriousness, I know Bomber personally a little bit, and he's just a sweet, sweet man. And I'm sure he'll be fine, and obviously he's got the job for 2.5 more years, and he'll be fine, but it's still shocking to see that it's come to that, And there are obviously a lot of people at all the clubs at a much lower level than the head coach, and they are on hiatus, and some are without pay, and it's shocking. It's the only word I can really think of.
Well, it's interesting, combing over the articles from the last few days. So the Bulldogs have stood down their entire coaching staff, including Dean Kay and Steve Price.
Yeah.
So they're without pay, and you've got the rest of the coaching staff, Steve Georgiales, Steve Antonetti. They've basically been stood down immediately without pay. And there's no real guideline as to when they'll come back. Say it like Cronulla, you talking about your GM there, Dino Mezzatesta. He's actually taking, he says
he's working without pay.
shut down. He's working without pay. Mm. Like, it's just amazing. And you know a bit about the Sharkies situation, yeah. Chaz. Like, it seems like the whole renovation of the Leagues Club was actually a blessing in disguise for them in terms of not having to let go a lot of people at this time because they're already in the construction phase of fixing up that Leagues Club.
Yeah, so around Christmas time, they shut down the Leagues Club and it's going to be shut for 2 years, a total complete rebuild. And that meant, as everyone knows, they're going to play in Kogra. In the meantime, so they let go of most of the staff that they required, obviously. In the meantime, they'd bought a golf club in Kareela, which is a really sweet little, well, it's not actually little, it's a great golf club. So they purchased that, and that was running up until this week with the whole shutdown happening. But the timing, you're right, is really kind of weird. Even from a fan point of view, like, we were all dreading playing at Kogra just because it's the enemy. And I say that very lightly in these heavy times. But, you know, we may not even go to Kogra this year. I hope now we do, obviously. But just the timing is very, very strange. So they are in a sense, saving money. The flip side of that is there's no money coming in. But they are,
yeah,
they are probably better off than other clubs because, A, there's less people to let go of, and B, they're not relying on Leagues clubs at all. They bought the Kareela Golf Club, but they're not going to rely on that. That was never, that's more like an icing on the cake kind of thing. So they're in a very interesting position, but it's certainly not the last time you'll see them play because they've got a bit of money in the bank. So hopefully they don't have to use it all, but they're probably better than five or six or seven clubs at the moment, which is a pretty rare thing for that team to be in that position.
Yeah, I think with the money in the bank, I think it's stated that they've had around close to 17 million. The value of the golf course is about 25 million. Obviously, that might change in the next few months. But, you know, yep, there's the assets and the liquidity of the cash that they've got. So yep, it sounds like the Sharkies are in a pretty good position. You just look at some of the Penrith stuff, like reading through some of the articles there. So they've got, like, the Panthers have five licensed clubs and bracing for around a $40 million loss. And you just see some of the quotes from Brian Fletcher, their CEO, and it's just like they've got a really good plan in place to sort of help out their staff, you know, helping them with regards to the people that don't have annual leave, helping them, you know, giving them information about what they can do in terms of with Centrelink and what they can do in the meantime to get new start allowance or whatever it is.
Yep.
But yeah, like, teams are having to think outside the square because of this ridiculous situation that everyone's put in. Ridiculous by, I mean, you just wouldn't think that this sort of thing could happen so quickly. But yeah. I think from what we've seen over the last few days, whether it be Todd Greenberg, whether it be Dave Donaghy, whether it be Brian Fletcher, Shane Richardson, like, you can see that the leaders of this game, the leaders of the clubs, understand the situation. And I think, you know, we heard today that the NRL and the RLPA, Todd Greenberg and Clint Newton, met today about the future and in terms of what the players are going to be paid. Like, the landscape's going to change, Naz. It's going to be massive change.
Yeah.
We won't be seeing... And, like, you think about David Fifita, who everyone was touting maybe not even two weeks ago, about how he could potentially be a $1 million man. Like, when are we going to see that again? I don't think we'll see that in the short term. Like, it's going to take a while for the league to get back to that. So I think the RLPA, with guys already signed contracts and what they're already on, some of those guys are going to have to take pay cuts in order to get the league back up and running again. Because everyone's not set up like Cronulla, that's for sure.
You feel for people like that, but at the same time, it's such a tough thing to talk about. We saw it on NRL 360 this week, and Paul Crawley was really on the side of the players are getting too much money, and he named guys, which I thought was pretty sensational. And then you had other people saying, well, the game, even Shane Richardson said, the game allowed them to earn that money. So yeah, Let's not begrudge them of that. And I personally don't begrudge them of earning the money. You do, on the side of Paul Crawley, you do question some of these guys and what you get out of it. I know at my club, and it's no secret, there's a bunch of guys on a lot of money, and there's probably two guys in particular who you can use your imagination. They earn a lot of money, and the return hasn't been that fantastic. And as a fan, you're like, yeah, I don't know about that. But as a person, I'm not going to begrudge them of making that money. And it's almost like the league allowed them to do it. But now, unfortunately, times are tougher, much tougher. And I think you'll see that that does come down, and how the players adapt to that, I guess they don't have any choice. It's like, if you don't like it, go do something else.
Yeah, it's going to be totally different when we start back up again, mate. And that's the big thing. We have to understand that. I guess everyone that's on the ground in the NRL has to understand that. Fans have to understand that.
What do you make of the statement / argument that we saw on our beloved Fox League / 360, where a couple of the guys were saying that this is a good chance to make it into a smaller competition, perhaps 12 teams. I mean, and, you know, the strongest survive, which I know we've been through probably, 25 years ago, whenever it was. But do you think that's a reality at all of happening?
It's a totally different era after this, Schnaz. Like, I don't think we've had any... Do you reckon the game's had any... Like, let's put Super League out of it, because it was such a divisive situation where there was two actual organisations sort of trying to work separately. This is everyone together, right?
Yeah.
And this isn't necessarily trying to expand the game. It's potentially going to condense it. I think the best thing for the game is to not necessarily put money in propping up people. I think the money needs to go into the game itself so that there is a competition that's viable. I've got nothing wrong with, let's for argument's sake, right? Let's say there's four teams that can't play NRL. Let's say it's Manly. Let's say it's, unfortunately, the Dragons. It's Brisbane and it's Melbourne, right? That's obviously not going to be those four.
Yeah.
But if they can't survive at NRL level, I have no problem with them being in the second tier and trying to get back up through, you know, the process of just, you know, being in that second tier. Yeah, it's going to be very tough for teams to come back after being in the second tier.
Yeah.
But I think that's the natural. We've got to look after the main game that brings in all the money. If clubs can be viable, you're in. I understand we need as many games as possible for the TV dollars, which is going to change as well. But I think to be realistic about it, if teams can't prop themselves up, we'll give them money, but give them enough money to be able to put in a team in the second tier. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Is that from when we come back? Is that from 2 years' time? Like, is it from now? What are you saying?
I'm just saying when we get out of this, we'll need to... first question is, can we finish the season? If we do, that's all well and good, but I don't know if some teams will be in the competition. So the NRL has about $150 million, like what was stated earlier in the week, right? So that's basically to get the competition up and running and to start thinking about the future. So it's basically getting the competition up and running. It's making sure teams can play in that competition and then sustain them in the future. So I think, like, as a business, in a business sense, like, it's going to be very hard to be able to, let's say, four teams, like, be able to sustain them going forward if we're giving them $10-15 million just to basically get through 2021.
The life of some of these clubs is really based on a virus that we can't control, is what you're telling me.
I'm just going to do some breaking news during the podcast, Ishnaz.
All right.
One of the outlets has just reported that Prince Charles has tested positive for coronavirus.
Is that right?
Yeah. It just popped up on my phone as we're doing the podcast.
I hope he's staying away from his mother.
So, Ishnaz, my question is, what does that mean for the NRL?
I think it means the royal family are out. They don't have a team.
It's crazy. And this is the thing. Like, it sort of ties in with what we're saying, mate. We don't know where we're at. We don't know who it's going to affect. We don't know where it's going to pop up.
Yeah,
yeah, it's an interesting time. But I'm going to segue into something a bit more lighthearted.
Okay.
And it does involve the virus. And as of, in... We're recording at 9:42 at the moment.
Yeah.
Sydney time. So in 18 minutes, oh, 9:43. So in 17 minutes, New Zealand will be in lockdown.
Yeah. That's heavy.
So they're going full lockdown. And it got me thinking today, Shnaz. It got me thinking outside the square. And I want you to see what you think of this. So there's been places tossed up, Townsville, Gladstone, ANZ Stadium, the bubble at Homebush, as Vossi did on Monday in Controversy Corner. What are your thoughts in, let's say, in 3 months' time, we start the competition in Corona-free New Zealand?
Yeah, I'd be into that. I'd be into that very much.
We send the 15 Australian teams over to New Zealand.
Yep.
We send a few TV professionals over there to broadcast all the games. Obviously, Sky Sports will do a very good job, but there'll be 8 games over there instead of 1 every 2 weeks.
Are you willing to put your hand up to be a producer?
Possibly. I've got an active passport, and I love the country of the long white cloud.
Okay.
Have you been over there, Shaz?
Negative.
We take the teams over. We take essential staff over. We take over some broadcast professionals, obviously. They'll already have a lot over there because the Super Rugby is currently not happening.
Yep.
New Zealand local comp may start up, hence why we might need to send some corona-free broadcast professionals. We do the games from New Zealand, get the competition started over there. Not only do we start the competition, but we also promote the game in New Zealand. There's 8 games there a week. Why don't we do it? Do you see anything wrong with it other than the 15 teams worth of families missing their fathers, their sons, their grandfathers? I don't know. We promote the game in New Zealand. We possibly steal some of rugby's thunder by playing the NRL. And then when we're looking down the track at expansion, we've got all these players that have been, you know, given all this NRL in 2020. And maybe, just maybe, they might want to come over and play some rugby league.
Yeah, you're always thinking, Brooks. It's one of the things I like about you. You're always thinking. You don't sleep. You never sleep. You just always, that brain's always going. It's pretty good. I like it. You should ring up your mate Greenberg and ask him what he thinks about it. Yeah, I like it, Brooksy. I'm supporting it. I would like to pitch this to the NRL, and maybe they need some podcasters or something. I can tag along. You're like the closest thing to Kramer I know at the moment. I love it.
Should we take a break, Taz, and get into the final segment?
Sure, let's do that. Let's do that. We'll be back very shortly from the lockdown life with a very, very cool segment. Stick around.
Every man at some point in his life is going to lose a battle. He's going to fight and he's going to lose. But what makes him a man is that in the midst of that battle, he does not lose himself. This game is not over. This battle is not over. So let's hear it one more time. Together. Clear eyes, full hearts. Let's go!
Okay, welcome back to the Lockdown Life with Brooksy and Shanaz. I'm Shanaz. Brooksy, you're still here, which is a wonderful thing. Now, you've been on the Twitter sphere, and you have been asking people a certain question. What question was that?
Well, I was thinking, you know, we're in lockdown. We've all got TVs. We love movies. We love TV shows. We love music. The first one I thought, and it was pretty rampant on the social media recently, I thought, why don't we go in and see what everyone's favorite sports movies of all time are?
Ooh.
And there were some interesting names out there, interesting titles that came up. Fox League colleague Lara Pitt threw up a league of their own. Did you like that one, Shnaz?
Absolutely.
Tom Hanks, our man. He was brilliant in that. Who was you? Did you like? There was what? Gina Davis, Rosie O'Donnell. There's no crying in baseball.
yeah, Gina Davis, fantastic in it. Loved it.
Yeah. Remember the Titans, Schnatz?
I remember
votes that got. You got Nathan Brown, one of my mates who works for Nitro Circus. Sully, current Fox League employee, and former Fox League employee Amy. Yep. Also said, "Remember the Titans." What were your thoughts on "Remember the Titans," Shanaz?
I remember being a young Shanaz going to the films, and I saw it, and it was really
how
good.
How much were chalk tops back then, Shanaz? Were you paying in dollars or pounds and shillings?
Oh, I think they were about £1.02. I love American football films, as you know, and it will become very evident shortly. But yeah, great film with Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Josh Ogilvy, a guy I went to primary school with, said Major League Baseball. What did you think of Major League Baseball? There was a few of them, wasn't there?
Have I seen that? I don't know. What's
Charlie
what's that?
Sheen?
Oh, okay.
Cleveland Indians. Yeah.
Pretty good. Decent.
Prince Charles has actually got one in. He said Contagion, which is a bit ironic for the time. Move right along. Your stats colleague, Brendan Acosta, said Dodgeball.
Yeah, okay.
I was a big fan of dodgeball. Dodgeball, yeah, it's a sport, but I think the line for me was if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. I thought that was good. There were some really good characters in it. Vince Vaughn at his absolute best, maybe.
No. Now that's two podcasts in a row where we've mentioned Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm a Swingers fan. You're a Swingers fan. Please. We know that's. I think that's better than Wedding Crashers, Shanaz, Vince Vaughn-esque. But BDC's big issue was the Lance Armstrong cameo pre-drugs. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, that lost a couple of stars with him. But still, his favourite sports movie.
Okay.
Yale said Cool Runnings.
Yeah. Good one, yeah.
I could see you being a fan of Kissing a Lucky Egg. I don't know. Like, you just seem like it, Shanaz. Like, you know, you're at Shark Park and you've got your fellow...
Oh, mate.
Granola fans, and you turn around and you go, "Hey, Buzz, kiss my lucky egg."
I'll tell you a story, Brooksy. Back in 2016, before the unthinkable happened, we would do anything for a win. We would kiss an egg. We would kiss a buzz. We'd do whatever.
We'd possibly wear the coronavirus started, the shoeys of 2016. Well,
and long time listeners of this podcast remember my effort of doing that, which you put me up to, the Canberra game.
Yeah.
There's video of that. We might tweet that later on. What I was going to say was...
We're a different race now, Shanaz. We're very much germaphobes, so probably don't tweet it out. We'll lose some listeners.
On my desk at work, there is a Cronulla Sharks snow globe with a Santa Claus inside. Before the NRL picked up the slogan of Let's Make History, which they did for that year, Brendan Acosta, who you mentioned before, and myself, I would like to think together came up with a slogan of Let's Make History, because every time they would win a game, 16 in a row, Let's Make History. And then it became a thing where if you walk past my desk, you'd shake the snow globe and say, "Let's Make History." And so I was so superstitious by the time of the finals, you, Lara Pitt, whoever it was, had to shake the snow globe and say, "Let's make history." And it worked.
The snow globe was your lucky egg.
It was my lucky egg, my lucky buzz. Long story. Nice. Keep going with the films. What else you got?
All right. I'm moving on to the ice, Shanaz. We've got a couple of Mighty Ducks entries from Elle and Reese. Mighty Ducks for Elle. Reese had Mighty Ducks 2. Which was your favorite Mighty Duck?
It was Mighty Ducks 3, and my friend Matt Bratton is in it as an extra.
Wow, which one's 3? I remember one was bloody Banks and coming over from the... It was sort of a bit like Friday Night Lights, the rezoning of Minneapolis, maybe?
It was with the new school teacher, I believe, the new hockey teacher.
Okay. Who's your favourite Mighty Duck character?
The one played by Pacey.
Oh, Charlie Conway?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You sound like a very big Mighty Ducks fan. Mine was Gordon Bombay.
Okay.
The coach. Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Always been a fan of his.
Yeah.
Loaded Weapon 1. That's a good piss take movie of Lethal Weapon 1, obviously, with Samuel L. Jackson.
What about Young Guns? You Young Guns man?
Yeah, not so much. But I like the soundtrack. Kip from work also, she gave me like 1,000. I told her to pick one.
Yeah.
And she picked one of my favorites, Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
What's your... What Happy Gilmore? What's your favorite scene in Happy Gilmore? Or you
gotta,
scenes?
You gotta tap it, tap it in.
Give a little tappy.
Yeah.
It's funny how there's some guys on the net that do the best Adam Sandler impersonations. They're so good. I didn't mind Chubbs. Chubbs Peterson was a good story. It was a good and a sad story. But at the end, you know, Chubbs is up in heaven and, you know, made do with the crocodile. But yeah, like it's a classic. It's a classic comedy. And
it is.
Again, a bit of hockey, a bit of golf, a bit of Shooter McGavin. Great, one of the great villains, Bob Barker. Beaten down on Happy Gilmore at the Pro-Am.
I can't think of the title, and it's not on my list that we're going to go through, but Russell Crowe ice hockey film. Look it up. It's really good.
Oh, Mystery Alaska.
Mystery Alaska. What a great film.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You know what? That might go on my list.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's like the Rangers come to town. And it's like it might be like a similar sort of thing where there's a shutdown in the NHL.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're like a local park team or something.
No, so mine was Happy Gilmore, but I was a big fan of Any Given Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
With Billy Beeman. I thought it was really good. And obviously Pacino's speech in it is bloody good. The inches. I mean, yeah, some sport teams use it.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
The Tigers might have used it last year as they were inching away to ninth position. Yeah, it's just I think there's a good cast. Dennis Quaid, like the old quarterback, gets injured. The young upstart quarterback comes in. Cameron Diaz is the owner. Sort of a bit crazy, but I like it. It's cool. It's fast. It's sexy. It's a good movie. I like it.
I do have a question. I love American.
Yeah, just the one.
I love American football. I love American football films. Why does the quarterback always go down? Always.
Yeah, that's how the greatest TV show ever started, right? When Jason Street went down. So Schnaz, tell us your favorite 412 sport films of all time.
Okay, so On Any Given Sunday is in my top five, I would think. I really loved it. It's a very long film, but brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Same kind of footballing vibe. I can't go past my boy James Vanderbeek in Varsity Blues.
Oh, Varsity Blues was a classic. I think came out just as I was finishing school. Maybe 99. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's 99.
Yeah. I loved it. I'm a big Vanderbeek fan. And I love the story. Small town. The quarterback goes down. Second string comes in. Ali Larter's got the whipped cream out. The whole thing. I love it. Great stuff.
Iconic scene, iconic. That one, isn't it? Possibly I tried that. Didn't really work. I think it was shaving cream in the movie. But anyway, I digress.
Okay.
Number three.
Well, I'm going to throw a very controversial one out there because I'm going to call it sports entertainment. But I'm going to say The Wrestler.
Yeah, right. The Wrestler.
You see it?
Is wrestling a sport, though? That's a question that we've thrown out there.
Have you seen the film, though?
No. I don't think it's a sport. I think it's entertainment.
Have you seen the film?
No, I haven't.
Oh, remarkable.
Is that Mickey Rourke?
It's Mickey Rourke.
Is that Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, it's gritty. Anyway, it starts with him living in his trailer, basically. But it's a comeback.
And the great
story.
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, come on. Come on, Brookie. Do you want to do a podcast about Marissa Tomei? My God.
I think it'll be mainly you talking. I only know her from My Cousin Vinny in that Seinfeld episode. So. Anyway, what's that, number three? So number two?
You're putting a number on these. I'm just sort of spitting them out. I'm going to go
let's put a number on it.
I'm going to go with Rudy.
Rudy. Bloody Rudy. It's a good one.
I accidentally came across Rudy late night. You know, 10:30 movie, 11 o'clock movie on Channel 9. And I was like, what's this? And it's just about this small athlete that lives a dream. And I think he's a wide receiver. Is that correct, Brooksy?
I think he is. It's
based on a true story. And it's basically one of the ultimate underdog stories. So Rudy with a very young Sean Astin.
Yes. Did you know, I'm just Googling it on the Wikipedias right now, the film had supporting roles from John Favreau and Vince Vaughn.
Stop it. That's amazing.
You're going to have to go try and find him now, Schnaz. Get on your wow. Foxtel Go and go have a look for Vince Vaughn in that. That's three Vince Vaughn references in two pods.
I'm pretty sure Brooksy is our next guest on the show tomorrow. So now I've got one more to mention, and it's definitely a sports film, but it's probably in the rom-com genre. You know me, Brooksy, rom-coms.
Oh wait, I'm gonna
guess. You know where I'm going. You know it.
Yeah. Is it called? Is it the baseball one with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
Called.
Well, it's got two names. What's... but the way I know it, it's called The Perfect Catch.
The Perfect Catch. Yes.
It was called something else in Europe, based on Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was fantastic. I love Jimmy Fallon. I love Drew Barrymore. I love the Boston Red Sox, and the way they incorporated real life in the making of that film, as in, like, the Sox actually went on and won the World Series that year.
They weren't meant to win, right? That was the thing. They didn't win, but we've got each other.
So we're all sports fans listening to this, I imagine. And you're in a new relationship, and you have to explain to that other person that you spend so much time of your life watching a team, going to the team's games, wearing the team's outfits, spending money you don't have on this team that always, as the movie starts, let you down. Kid, they're going to break your heart. If you've ever had to explain that to someone in your life, you will love this film.
Yeah. It's one
amazing. Of my favorite films.
I think it was great that, you know, the Sox did win during the filming, and like that, it just changed the dynamic of the movie, but still worked. And Farrelly Brothers too, Schnaz. You know, they do some classics. Absolute classics.
Now, while I have the attention of Fox Sports, who we know they're listening to us now, man, why do we not have the contract for the Jimmy Fallon show? What is going on there? It is not on any kind of... Jimmy Fallon is not on any kind of Foxtel viewing at the moment.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, baby.
I disagree. Let me just search it.
This is wonderful podcast listening, because I know that I'm right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it's been on.
So Patrick and whoever else is involved, please get Jimmy back.
Bring back Fallon.
In the words of Aaron Wallace, a friend of ours, you can just watch it on YouTube, Shanaz. I don't think so.
It's true,
but I don't want to. I want to watch it on Fox.
He's right. It's true. Sorry, that was terrible. Yeah, you're right. No, Fever Pitch is on Foxtel. You can download it. There's Taxi, Whippet, Band of Brothers, and 30 Rock.
they're not sport films.
That's back catalogue on Foxtel. Anyway, that was you're right. I owe you a coffee. Next time I don't see you, I'll leave it on your desk.
Yeah. I don't think GG's is open anymore, man.
But yeah, we had a few responses, but if you don't agree with what we said with some of the best sporting movies, or you have your own, tweet us at League Life NRL. Tell us your favorite movies.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll do favorite sports TV shows in the near future. And Hang on.
I've left out of my top five what you're talking about.
The movie.
Yes, Friday Night Lights, the movie, is very, very good. It's not as good as the TV show, but it's very, 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 very good.
No, but we'll definitely be talking about Friday Night Lights at some stage during the lockdown. I think we might do what we did with Curb and do maybe a Friday Night Lights spectacular.
Yeah, I'm up for that, brother. I just want it to be known, in case it wasn't clear, it's in my top five, Friday Night Lights, the film. So I'm getting rid of something. The wrestler.
We're already getting tweets and emails saying, how did Schnaz not put it in? I don't know how they're hearing this, but we're getting it anyway. But yeah, no, I think that was just, as we know you, that's just part and parcel of who you are.
Can you name two actors from Friday Night Lights, the film, who were in the TV show as well?
God, you've got me there.
One's obvious.
Buddy Garrity's got to be in there.
What's your other answer?
I can't remember what's in the movie.
Buddy is in there. And Tammy's in there.
I think Buddy was in there.
Tammy Taylor.
And there was...
Real life Tammy.
Tammy Taylor.
Yeah.
Right.
That's your answer.
Because I remember Billy Bob was in it.
Yeah, he was Coach Taylor.
I can't remember anyone else.
Well...
Far out.
Those two had scenes in it. I don't know how many scenes our friend Buddy had, but he was in it.
Yeah, let me have a look.
Why don't you believe anything I say anymore?
Connie Britton as Sharon Gaines and Brad Leland as John Aubrey.
That's right.
So, yeah, you're right.
Thanks, Bruce.
You're right. That was spot on. And thanks for calling me and doing the third episode, Schnaz.
No problem.
I can see, we'll be tweeting out photos of each other, so you'll be able to see Schnaz is just about to take his towel off and have a sauna.
Well, yesterday I had a Japanese massage thing set up.
I know, yeah. You're getting, this Scandinavian Japanese. I don't know, you've got this wood thing going on. I don't know. Nah, it's good. Good to have a chat to you, mate. Nah, it's been good talking to you, man, and hopefully we can do it. I've got the next 4 days. I'll be working on Fox League Live, the afternoon shift.
Okay, cool. I'm enjoying it. Good show.
Yeah, we've been getting good feedback for it, but hopefully we can do some stuff, get some interesting interviews, both in the league and world realm, which should be interesting. But stick tight. I think this show's evolving and going to be pretty good in the next couple of days.
Yeah, it's weeks. On. So the morning edition is 7 o'clock. The afternoon edition is 3 o'clock. And weekends is what, 9 and 3? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we'll have and then Matty Johns is on tomorrow night as well. So
cool.
We've got a bit of stuff on tomorrow. So. But yeah, Chaz, thank you very much, man.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for chatting with me, Brooksy. I don't know what else I was going to do tonight. I had so much on, and this is it. I'm glad I chose you over everything else I had to do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I will see you later.
And Moses, and bye for now.